Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. It's Ashley Burgess in the house. We are having an excellent night here on Perspectives. And you know, one of the things that we like to talk about, and the reason why we have this segment out and about with Cynthia Smoot, is because it is so important to get out and about. It is so important to experience different things, and it is so important to be part of life. And when you actually do get to meet other people and come into, you know, come into relations with other people as well and get to really learn about yourself and other people, it makes you not feel alone. And it makes you get some sort of perspective in your daily life. And joining us right now is Cynthia Smoot. Welcome back, Cynthia.
Hello.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm great. I'm enjoying the show about manipulation.
Woohoo. We're going to talk about all kinds of manipulation next week, too. We're going to really delve and dig into this. It's like a big bowl of ice cream of manipulation and gummy bears and stuff. But anyway, you know, one of my favorite things right now is the Mavericks. And I don't know if you're a Maverick fan, but I'm talking about the Dallas Mavericks. I know that some of the season hasn't been that great so far, but we're really looking for them to do well. So when is the next time we can see the Mavericks play, Cynthia?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of the nachos, so we all have our reasons for enjoying the games. But there are a couple of chances to catch up with the Mavericks this coming week at American Airlines Center. One of them will be Wednesday, February 20th, when the Mavericks will take on the Orlando Magic. And then next Sunday, the 24th, they'll attempt to beat the L.A. Lakers. Another really fun event coming up this week is going to focus on Pinterest. And if you don't know what Pinterest is, it's the latest social platform taking the web by storm. It's a content sharing site that allows members to pin or post images, videos, and other objects to boards that you can theme and share them with others. The Social Media Club of Dallas will host their monthly networking event this Thursday, February 21st, at the Angelica Theater, and they'll host an insightful discussion about the different ways that brands and businesses are using Pinterest to achieve their goals. You'll hear from a diverse group of experts about how they're using Pinterest in their online marketing, learn what makes for an interesting and follow-worthy account, and pick up some tips and tricks. I'm going to be there. Tickets are $35 in advance or $45 at the door, and you can purchase them or get more information by visiting smcdallas.org. Another fun event will be Grammy award-winning singer, songwriter, and pop culture icon, I love her. Her name's Pink, and she'll be performing in Dallas this Friday, February the 22nd, at the American Airlines Center. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com.
You know, the only thing I've never really eaten, and I know that sounds funny, but being in Texas and all, you know, I don't think I've ever had chili.
Shut up. How is that possible?
I've never camped out, and I've never had chili.
Girl, we gotta expose you to the finer things in life. There's nothing like a good bowl of chili.
I think I'm missing out.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, you need to come out to this event then. I will be participating this Saturday, February the 23rd, from 2 to 6 p.m. when Young Texans Against Cancer of Dallas host their first annual chili cook-off for a cure. This event will be held at the Foundry Bar, which is a super fun place. It's got a great outdoor space that's perfect for cooking up some mean chili from teams comprised of YTAC supporters. You'll enjoy food and offerings from the neighboring Chicken Scratch restaurant, live music from the Tanner Lewis Band, and cold beer and other beverages to help extinguish the heat from all that chili. I'll be a part of a team of judges led by Tim Byers that will award prizes for not only the best chili, but other costumes, including team spirit and themes. Guests can enter to win a raffle from one of three luxury prizes. Tickets are $40 and can be purchased at ytacdallaschili.eventbrite.com. It's going to be a super fun afternoon, especially if the weather was like it is today, which is fantastic. Later that evening, the Dallas fashion scene will be transformed as 22 talented independent designers take to the runway at the Pin Show. This event will turn the West Dallas Warehouse, the Green Warehouse, into a mesmerizing workroom and independent runway. Enjoy a fashion show, designer marketplace, the Danny Church Band, and street-style food, all with a beautiful view of the Margaret Hunt Hall Bridge. Tickets start at $15 and can be purchased at prekindle.com. And there's a link to my website because it's really long. The Green Warehouse is located at 2900 Batan Street in Dallas.
That sounds awesome. I'm looking forward to all those events and other events that you know of, because you always know everything that's going on and you're the plethora of information if you want to get out and expose yourself to something outside of yourself or something you haven't tried. Maybe for me, I might have to try some chili. So where do people go if they want to know some more about what's happening in Dallas for the next 7 days?
Well, at my website, which is ohsocynthia.com, I love to share with readers everything that it is I love about the city, from interesting people to restaurant openings to cultural events to museum exhibits to live music. I share with you what's happening around town and really help you fall in love with the city of Dallas the way I see it. I have a social calendar on there, and I list these events and many, 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 many others. So if you're looking for something to do, check out my social calendar. One of the great things about this city, Ashley, is that there is no shortage of activity and free activities. There's so much going on around that you don't even have to pay for. So check it out and get out and about this week.
Thank you, Cynthia, and I look forward so much to next Sunday when you get to tell us what's all going on then, and I just look forward to your voice, so I'm glad to hear from you this evening.
Thank you so much, and I'm going to be listening, because, you know, Ashley, what you call manipulation, I call the power of persuasion.
Love it. Love it. I'd like you to call in and weigh in on that, too, you know?
I will.
I love that.
Thanks.
Have a good one, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's awesome. It is. Some people say it's power of persuasion. Yeah, and it just depends on what you're persuading, honestly. But, you know, so let's recap this evening, okay? So, you know, last week we discussed, you know, murder and revenge. And this week we are starting our slow dive into the deep pool of manipulation jello, okay? Really, I'm looking at green jello right now. I don't know about y'all. That's what I'm looking at, a big pool full of green jello. But yes, that's my psyche, not yours. So, we're going to talk about all kinds of different stuff. We're going to talk about really why, what is manipulation? We're going to talk about different types of manipulation, fear-based manipulation, insecurity-based manipulation, running game on more than one person, running game and changing the manipulation, changing the game, changing the pattern. You know, how to keep people guessing, but also why do people manipulate? And also, the feelings you get when you are being manipulated and how to turn the tables. I mean, I'm not advocating people to be turning around and being, you know, complete manipulators, but sometimes I believe that some people have to learn a lesson. And I think that that can be an interesting concept that we'll discuss next week as well. I do think, though, that there is sometimes that you need to walk away. I also think there's sometimes that you have to sit back and say and analyze, why is it that you're putting yourself in this situation with this particular person? It could be more of a learning experience for you than for them. Because sometimes it's not about them learning how bad they are. It's about you understanding what kind of person they are and why you're attracted to that type of person. You know, sometimes that's really it. And sometimes that same person, sometimes a different person that mimics that person over and over again can mirror in your life and come back and forth to prove something or for you to learn something. And a lot of times it's hard to learn it, and because it comes in different patterns or it comes with different people. Also, sometimes we get snowed, or we get sideswiped when it's somebody from our past or somebody we've known for a long period of time, or even a family member. Sometimes when that happens, we're not prepared for that because we've either put them on a pedestal of some sort, or we don't see it coming because we respect them so much or we have love for them so much that we don't see them doing that to us. And we don't expect it, as well as the fact that it's wrong. It really is wrong. But I'm also thinking we're going to talk about calling people out as well. We're going to discuss this because I think that you can sit there and be nice, nice, nice all the time, but sometimes until you stand up for yourself, you don't have much. We're going to discuss that next week as well. But remember, Tuesday night, and heck, if you want to watch it on Monday, you can watch it on Monday too. But on Tuesday night, Nightcap, 9 p.m., CW33, got Barry Carpenter during his segment, It's Not My Fault. Great. I'm looking forward to that. So it's Tuesday at 9 p.m., CW33. As well as next Sunday, we have Tammy Dombeck coming in the studio. And I'm looking forward to that. She's been on before. And I think everybody loves Tammy's charm and laugh and just her whole person. She's a great person. And she's going to be making an announcement on our show, which is going to be great. And as well as we're really going to hit manipulation. We're going to take it out with a Louisville Slugger starting next week. And I think we're going to have some fun with it. So please call in next week at 888-787-5543 and give us some of your thought process. If you're dealing with manipulation, if you've been hurt with manipulation, if you're a great manipulator and you'd like to, you know, weigh in on how you feel, as well as maybe if you've gone through a recent divorce with a manipulator or dealt with someone that was almost borderline psychopath, we'd like to hear from you next week. So stay tuned to next Sunday for Perspectives at 8 p.m. You can listen on KLIF on 570 AM on the dial, on 570, I know, it's a radio, yes, AM, or you can listen on iHeartRadio. Take care and have a good night.
Are you making a career transition or starting a new business? Have you been feeling dissatisfied, reevaluating life choices, or simply looking for personal and professional breakthroughs? Maybe it's time you look into getting yourself a session with renowned certified life coach, Ashley Burgess. Life coaching deals with all areas of a person's life because issues in any one area can affect all others. Life coaching is a process which helps to solve daily problems, increasing the understanding of life's natural philosophy. As a licensed and board-certified master life coach, Ashley Burgess empowers individuals in a supportive and non-judgmental way. Ashley understands that life coaching is a special relationship between herself and her client, and your anonymity will always be held in the highest regard. Life coaching is a practice with the stated aim of helping clients determine and achieve personal goals. Ashley Burgess helps people to recognize their goals and to both recognize and overcome the obstacles that are keeping them from getting there. For more information, visit ashleyburgess.org. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S.org.